Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
No mail today, Columbus Day. You can check that mailbox all day. There'll be nothing in it. And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition, the Columbus Day version, if you will, of the show. Christopher Columbus. I saw a new commercial out there with, you know, that one company with Christopher Columbus and some sort of speedboat or something. It's crazy. Anyway, it is Columbus Day. It's a holiday. And, but the mail's here. So we're going to deliver a different kind of mail. Welcome to the show. Hope you had a great weekend and your football team and baseball team won. Or football teams and baseball teams won. I mean, you have more than one. Boy, if you're a sports fan, it was a big weekend for football and baseball, for sure. All kinds of stuff going on. You know, man, great games. Some really good games, football games yesterday. Yeah. I caught a couple of them in and out between doing stuff. You know, catch as catch can, but I was, man, that Baltimore-Green Bay game was unbelievable. Can't believe Baltimore came back, and not Baltimore, the Indianapolis, right? Used to be Baltimore. I still can't get over that. Yeah, the coach who has leukemia. Boy, they were down what 20-something to 3, and they came back and won, beating Green Bay. My goodness, unbelievable game. Steelers won. That's good. Barely, but they won. You know, keep you on the edge of your seat. So, and baseball was in play too. But our health is always in play. And if you notice during the games, football and baseball alike, you saw a lot of pink. And, of course, there's a reason for that. And I know you're all aware that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm going to talk about cancer today and breast cancer. I typically, over the last 7 years, I haven't devoted shows to that topic in a whole show. We touch upon it. We talk about it with different other health issues that comes up. But today I am going to talk about cancer and breast cancer specifically. There's a lot to talk about. It's a complicated topic, and we will just scratch the surface, and everybody gets implicated in this conversation for sure. But it is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this year there's going to be more, you know, the statistics on breast cancer are staggering. This year, there'll be more than 200,000 women that will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And tens of thousands are expected to die from breast cancer. And, you know, it is a disease that we've been waging war against for a very, very long time. We have made some progress, primarily due to early detection. And that's a good thing. So I'm going to talk about this topic today, cancer generally, breast cancer specifically. And there's much to learn. And, you know, you might think, you know, a lot of people know probably a lot about it, but as much as I think I know, when I was working on this over the weekend in preparing for today's show, there's just an overwhelming amount of research and discussion surrounding this topic. So I'm going to try to keep it as clear and understandable as possible, and perhaps talk maybe about some of the basics of cancer and breast cancer and ways to think and talk about it. And I can tell you that the American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, they have great websites with a lot of information. I want to give attribution before I even start today to both of those organizations, in that I'll be relying a lot on documents that I would, and things that you can download from their websites yourself. And I recommend that you go to the National Cancer Institute. They have a series, it's called Understanding Cancer Series. It was posted initially back in 2006. It was reviewed again in 2010, but it is very relevant and makes a great contribution to the conversation. Then the American Cancer Society, they have a report. It's entitled Breast Cancer Overview. I recommend that as well. There's a lot of great information there and guidance, that I think would serve you well, and all health consumers. And somewhere along the way, certainly going to get into the risk factors and causes as it's laid out in the literature. And it is pretty startling when you look at the risk factor and causes. I mean, boy, you gotta be patient. I'll try again to keep it simple. And as I was preparing for today, what struck me is some of the things that I've talked about on this show quite a bit become important issues in the whole conversation about cancer and breast cancer. For example, obesity. I'll share with you the relationship between obesity and cancer risk. I'll talk about that. And then energy balance, calorie intake, another critical issue in this conversation. Of course, connected to obesity, calories, overweight, but just energy balance. I'll talk about that as well. And then there's a lot to talk about. Physical activity. I spent a lot of time on this show talking about physical activity and stress. So I doubt that I will be able to get through all the things that I have sketched out to talk about, all the different themes, but I encourage you to call the show today if you have some thoughts, some feelings about this topic, personal experience or that you have, which you have observed in others. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. Toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. And by the way, the research on cancer and the risk factors and things that people can do to prevent a cancer or the different types of cancer is not without controversy and research confusion. Believe me. And especially, and you would think that nutrition would be an area where there would be no ambiguity, right? Well, not so much and not so fast. I don't know when I'll get into it today, perhaps in the second hour. But you would be amazed as to the confusion surrounding the role of nutrition and the prevention of cancer. Or, according to some research, the non-prevention. I know, that sounds astonishing, doesn't it? Yeah, well, we'll try to get into all of this. I'll come back and we'll talk about some basics and a way to think about this whole issue of cancer and breast cancer, some sort of model to orient ourselves in this conversation. I'll be right back.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized than other forms of vitamin D. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
Did you know your digestive tract is home to millions of bacteria? Some good, some not so good. And if you want to stay healthy, it's important to make sure that your body is populated with the good bacteria it needs. Probiotic Defense contains 13 of today's most effective friendly bacteria strains, along with other compounds shown in studies to support healthy digestion and immune system function. Don't settle for low potency, overpriced formulas. Ask for Now Foods Probiotic Defense with the bright orange label. To find a retailer near you, go to nowfoods.com.
What are you doing this month? If you suffer from stiff joints, you can do something special. You could try new FlexNow joint formula. FlexNow offers you complete relief in just 1 month or a complete refund. FlexNow is a unique concentration of shea nut triterpenes, the most potent inflammation fighter of any botanical. And it's only when inflammation is reduced that your body begins to heal. Try new FlexNow joint formula and make this the month you get rid of stiff joints. Ask for FlexNow at Vitamin Discount Center and other leading natural product stores.
Looking for energy, stamina, mental focus, and recovery while working out during these hot summer months? It's time to take your performance to the next level. Vegas Sport Performance Optimizer provides the energy you need to take your fitness training to the next level, safely and naturally. Sporting a unique and organic combination of synergistic plant-based performance-improving ingredients, it will enhance your endurance and mental focus during athletic performance and provide you with immediate and lasting energy. Stay active and hydrated this summer and replenish your electrolytes with Vega's Sport Performance Optimizer. Try it in lemon lime and acai berry flavors.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to this Columbus Day edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. We're into fall, and fall is filled with all kinds of colors, right? You have this burnt orange of pumpkins, and you got the autumn leaves. It can be, you know, all these different colors, shades of red and brown and whatnot, all kinds of colors. And then there, of course, during October, during fall, we have pink. And pink has become a symbol. The color pink and pink ribbons have become a symbol for National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's a long history associated with this symbol. I won't get into that. I was reading about it, and it goes all the way back to the early 90s. And some say, and when you look at the historical account, they even take it further back to this, you know, they tie it to the whole notion of, remember the yellow ribbon? Yellow ribbon. Remember that song back in the 70s or whenever that was? And, it was done for a different purpose, and then the whole concept of ribbons, and it's a rather interesting story, but I'm not going to get into that. But there is a history associated with pink and pink ribbons and why that has come to symbolize National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so fall, especially in the month of October, is filled with pink. And you saw that in the football games yesterday. The football players had all sorts of ways to wear pink, and it was interesting. And so it has raised awareness, and that's what this is all supposed to do. Raise awareness and keep our eye on trying to address this terrible disease. So you can, if you go on the internet, you'll find all sorts of conversations about the origin of the pink ribbons, but that's the symbol. So, statistically, there's not much debate or controversy about the statistics. You can go to the National Cancer Institute, you can go to the American Cancer Society. The American Cancer Society's most recent estimates for breast cancer in the United States are for 2012, and in this report, it's entitled Breast Cancer Overview. You can get a copy of that report on the American Cancer Society's website. They said about 226,870 new cases of invasive breast cancer in women for 2012. That's what they predict. And they said there will be, for 2012, about 63 new cases of carcinoma about 39,510 deaths from breast cancer. Now, again, this is reported everywhere with consistency. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in the United States other than skin cancer. And breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in women following lung cancer. So in terms of the odds of getting breast cancer, the chance of a woman having invasive breast cancer at some point during her life is about 1 in 8, according to the American Cancer Society. And the chance of a woman dying from breast cancer is about 1 in 36. Now, as I alluded to in my opening, breast cancer rates are going down. That's probably most attributable to early detection and better treatment. That makes sense, right? There are almost 3 million breast cancer survivors in the U.S. And you will see many of these survivors participating in different events, whether that be marathons, some sort of athletic event, all sorts of community events and functions, and even on a national level. And that, it's wonderful to see that. Now, you know, an oncologist would have a difficult time trying to explain this. I'm not an oncologist. But I'm going to try to provide a way to think about this. And when I went to the National Cancer Institute's website, I came across a report that you can print yourself. And, it's entitled Understanding, it's part of their Understanding Cancer series. And they talked about it in a way that I think makes good sense and gives people a way to think about, well, what is this disease anyway? So they, you know, the National Cancer Institute, the way they described cancer, and I was caught by the provocative way they describe it. They call it a renegade system of growth inside the human body. And it is renegade. Believe me, it is renegade, and you'll see why as we move through this narrative. The changes that have to happen inside a person's body for cancer to begin and then have a life of its own or otherwise flourish are genetic changes. There are going to be changes to the genes. But what we need to understand that there are factors outside of the body, environmental factors that are heavily implicated in what's going to happen on the inside of the body. You've heard me on this show talk many times about the toxic world that we live in. The American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, one organization after another that I was where I went and read their reports, talk about that we live in a toxic world in one way or another. Sometimes they use that kind of expression or something close to it. But the National Cancer Institute, National Cancer Institute said that we don't live in a contaminant-free world. We don't. And whatever is going on, our genetic makeup, that which is on the inside of us, interacts with the environment. With the environment, the external world. In other words, factors outside of our body, such as our diet, whether or not we smoke, how much alcohol we use, how many hormones we get in touch with it from the environment, exposure to certain viruses, and then our exposure to cancer-linked chemicals over our lifetime, and how that these elements, these factors, will, as the National Cancer Institute said, collectively conspire with our internal genetic mutations to destabilize the normal checks and balances that the body has on growth and maturation of these cancer cells. And that's why they call it, and it gets out of control. And it's why they call it a renegade system of growth inside the body, which I think is an apt description. So the way I think about this, think about cancer, there's what goes on the inside and what is on the outside. Human beings are open systems. When you study general systems theory, which I used to teach my students in communication theory classes all the time, human beings are open systems. That is, we have a connection with the environment. And we have input and output into the environment and throughput and whatnot. But we are connected to the environment. We do not live in a closed system. That's good news and that's bad news. And it's our relationship with the environment. When we come back, I'll explain how the term environment is used in research and in science. Be right back.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent. Just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals omega-3 effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found Kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming Kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And we're into the halfway point of the first hour on the show today, and it's the Columbus Day edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. And, of course, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we see that the symbol of the pink ribbon everywhere. You saw it yesterday in the athletic, you know, football games and baseball games, and the football players were able to find interesting and different ways to get the color pink into the uniform, including pink shoes. Or one player I saw with one pink shoe and one black shoe, you know, just trying to find, you know, interesting and stylistic ways to make, to participate in this very important, effort to raise our awareness about breast cancer and cancer generally. And, in talking about this today and preparing for the show, and I spent quite a bit of time over the weekend getting ready to do this show with you. I thought, you know, what would be useful? And I think we have to find a way to think about what is cancer? What is it? And how, you know, we know its impact. We understand its impact. And there's much about cancer that oncologists and researchers and, you know, scientists of one sort or another involved in this project to try to find cures and for cancer and to understand the disease. There's much that is not known, but there is much that is known. But the everyday person, including myself, I think we need a way to think about it. And so as I was going through the literature, I came across this wonderful report by the National Cancer Institute and in their Understanding Cancer series. And, you know, they talk about it as a renegade system of growth inside the human body. That's the way that really it is renegade. It's a runaway system and causing genetic mutations that are connected to what's going on outside of the body. So there's the inside and the outside factors. That's the first place to start. In terms of the outside, the word environment is used all the time. Now, environment in this kind of conversation, and typically and in science, when we talk about environmental factors, well, relative to disease, what we, you know, we're not meaning forests, oceans, or mountains. That's not the environment we're talking about, although they can be contaminated or toxic. When scientists use the term environment, it's everything outside of the body that either enters into or otherwise or interacts with it. I mean, that includes everything. And the interaction that a person has with the environment to some factor that could cause a disease is called an exposure. That's what it's called. So that's how the term environment is used. So we have these environmental exposures. What would those include relative to cancer or some other diseases? Sunshine, radiation, hormones, viruses, bacteria, and as I mentioned earlier, these toxic chemicals that are in the air, the water, the food chain, where you work. My father worked in a highly toxic work environment. On the platforms and docks where trains and trucks and all the pollution was there, ultimately killed him. Also included in the environment are our lifestyle choices, such as whether or not we smoke, whether or not we consume too much alcohol, whether or not we have an unhealthy diet or practice a sedentary lifestyle or engage in risky sexual behavior. Those are considered part of the environment as well. That's our lifestyle choices. So you see how that term environment is being used here. So there's what goes on inside the body, specifically with cancer, what's going on with the genes and perhaps, you know, genetic mutations that can be caused by either some inherent propensity for the mutation to occur or something outside of the body that in which we are in that environment in which we are interacting with that causes an exposure that causes the mutation. Now, in terms of what accounts for most of the variance in contracting cancer, whether it be breast cancer or whatever, it is estimated that as many in 2 in 3 cases of cancer, that's 67%, right, are linked to some type of environmental factor. This is a very important point to grasp. And I'll repeat that. And I'll tell you, I'll quote exactly from the report from the National Cancer Institute. Researchers have estimated that as many as 2 in 3 cases of cancer, which is 67%, are linked to some type of environmental factor. That would include, end quote, that would include the use or the abuse of, as I was just alluding to, tobacco, alcohol, and even food, as well as exposure to radiation, infectious agents, and toxic chemicals in the air, the water, the soil, the food chain. So in my view, it's very, very important when you're talking about cancer to understand what it is and how does it get triggered. And why are some people more susceptible than other people? And again, I'll cop the plea here. I am not an oncologist. I'm a researcher, but I'm not an oncologist. So I'm giving a pretty general explanation in my own understanding. So if there's an oncologist listening and you find my conversation about this to be, you know, not all that complicated. Well, you know, I'm trying to find a simple way to explain for the listener what this is, what cancer is, and give ourselves a way to a framework about which to think and to gain some understanding. Now, we, as I said, human beings are open systems. We do have a relationship with the environment. We are openly connected to the environment. That's good news because if we were a closed systems die. The more you become a closed system, the more you increase your likelihood of dying. The more open the system, the greater chance for survival. But in this case, though, that's the paradox. Being an open system has some risks. Now, all the environmental factors, they're considered, and there are a bunch of them, and I'll get into as many as I can today. The good news is that the major environmental factors that are connected to cancer by the science and to cancer deaths, they are modifiable. Those risk factors are modifiable. Why? Because the majority of them are connected to a person's lifestyle choices. So if a person can make different choices, lifestyle choices, better ones, then you reduce the risk. That's the good news. Nearly a third of all cancer deaths, this is according to the National Cancer Institute, could be prevented if people eliminated their use of tobacco products, they made better dietary choices, and they had, you know, and they were more physically active, and so on. And come back, I'll give you the proportion of cancer deaths linked to avoidable risk factors. You'll be surprised. 813-636-TALK, 813-636-8255, and toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. You may have a thought or two or experience related to this topic today about cancers, generally breast cancer specifically. I'll be right back.
Coenzyme Q10 is a powerful antioxidant nutrient. It protects against free radical damage, supports heart function, energy production, and immune response. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, so supplementing with a highly absorbable form of CoQ10 is the first step to ensuring optimal levels in the body. Secondly, typical CoQ10 supplements are in a ubiquinone or non-reduced form. For the body to use that type of CoQ10, it must first convert it to ubiquinol or the reduced form. QH Absorb is Formula's highly absorbable and bioavailable CoQ10 supplement. Not only is QH Absorb more absorbable than traditional CoQ10 supplements, but as ubiquinol, it's already in a reduced bioavailable form. Your body can use QH Absorb without having to do any conversion work. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at your favorite vitamin retailer. For more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Is your skin showing signs of aging? Do you want hair with more body and stronger nails? Add NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C to your daily routine to help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance. Collagen is the body's key structural protein, and it is critical to the elasticity and strength of connective tissues like skin, ligaments, and tendons. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing with collagen may reduce wrinkles and increase the firmness of your skin, improve the thickness of your hair, and strengthen your nails. Previously, medical studies also show a wide range of benefits from collagen supplements that may help with your joint pain, bone strength, and exercise recovery. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C provides 100% pure collagen that's hydrolyzed for maximum absorption. Results are felt and seen within weeks. Super Collagen Plus C promotes a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support to help fight the effects of aging. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C products are available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold.
Exclusively from Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. Getting a good night's sleep is a serious challenge for many people. Fortunately, there's a natural solution that I've developed called Tranquil Sleep. This formula contains the appropriate level of the natural sleep aids melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine. This combination works considerably better than any of the individual components alone. Tranquil Sleep formula can reduce the time required to go to sleep and also reduce nighttime awakenings. But the real benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, I would encourage you to give my Tranquil Sleep formula a try. You might be surprised with how much better you have slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, The Digestive Care Company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Contrary to what some people erroneously believe, that most cancer is caused by genes, bad genes, defective genes, mutant genes that you're born with, you know. No. 2 in 3 cases of cancer, 67%, are linked to some sort of environmental factor that have an effect on your genes. Everything from tobacco use, tobacco and alcohol use, unhealthy food, radiation, infectious agents, chemical, toxic chemicals in the air, the water, and the soil, and so on and so on. Your lifestyle choices, whether, you know, smoking, whatnot. And we are an open system. We are connected to the environment. And these environmental factors, which is everything out, meaning that it's defined as everything outside of the body that enters in, enters and interacts with the body. Everything. Now, the good news is that some of these environmental factors that are linked to cancer deaths can be modified. And we can avoid some of these environmental factors. The proportion of cancer deaths linked to avoidable risk factors, here are some statistics. Tobacco, 29 to 31%. Proportion of cancer deaths linked to avoidable, tobacco accounts for 29 to 31%. Diet accounts for 20 to 50% cancer deaths. Infections involving bacteria and viruses, about 10 to 20%. Ionizing and UV light, ultraviolet light, causes about 5 to 7% of cancer deaths. A person's occupation causes somewhere between 2 to 4%. Pollution, that is with the air, the water, the soil, the food, about 1 to 5%. So, you can see that, yeah, genes are always involved, but some people are born with this propensity for cancer. They may, you know, and I'll explain, get into this as we conversation unfolds here. But most of it is accounted for by environmental factors. That is, everything outside the body that ultimately has an effect on the genes and located inside of your body. This is easy. That's easy to grasp. Now, just to give you an example of how the environment makes a difference, and that environment influences cancer rates and risks. This is classic. And we can use two countries for comparison and contrast, the United States and Japan. Men born in the United States of Japanese descent, U.S.-born Japanese men, those men, they have twice the rate of colon cancer compared to men born of Japanese descent born in Japan, native-born Japanese men. And U.S.-born Japanese women, their colon cancer risks rate is 40% higher than native-born Japanese women. Just living in the two countries, two different countries, both of the same ethnic origin, but living in a different environment. That is pretty compelling. So that's just a very simple example of how environment can make a difference. Now, what you'll learn, too, is that certain types of exposures, remember I said what an exposure is, that's why I defined it earlier, is when we have some interaction with an external factor, some factor outside the body that can cause cancer. Certain types of exposures are linked to different kinds of cancers. For example, if you have an exposure to asbestos, you have a greater, that's linked to, and you have a greater likelihood for lung cancer. If you have an exposure to benzidine, which is a chemical that's found in dyes, that's linked, with the science tells us, to bladder cancer. If you have exposure to carcinogens from tobacco smoke, that's linked with different types of cancers, including cancers of the lung, the bladder, the mouth, the lip, the throat, the voice box, and your esophagus. So different kinds of exposures cause different kinds of cancers. So this goes back again to that, the way to think about cancer. It's that connection between you, the person as an open system, and what's going on inside the body genetically, and then the environment, everything outside of the body, including the lifestyle choices that a person makes, that will then enter into, interact with what's going on inside the body with respect to genes. And that's a very useful way to think about cancer. It just doesn't come out of the ether. It comes from these major environmental factors, including the lifestyle choices that we make. And we cannot underestimate our lifestyle choices. It's huge. So when we come back in the second hour, I'll lay out for you some of these risk factors and what to keep an eye out for, and what sometimes we're caught unaware with respect to these risk factors. And I'll do my best to keep it simple. And some of it's obvious, maybe some of it not so much. And where I will spend some time today is, now you hear me talk a lot about it on the show, and this is one of the reasons why I do, is obesity. There is a direct connection to obesity and cancer risk. Make no mistake about it. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. Toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. And if you thought, well, there should be no confusion about, nutrition and cancer, that we got that all figured out. Well, perhaps we don't, because there is some confusion. And I'm going to share a study with you that really undermines the whole concept of fruits and vegetables. That's unbelievable, right? Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. Be right back.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.